We're on the Tzadik Tes on the Beis, two lines from the bottom. Omar Rava, Pshita li mayim al gabi mayim haynu hanachosim. You have water on top of water, so the water is at rest. And if you take water off of water, you're chayiv making an akira, whatever the chiyuv would be, avora, motzi, whatever. Egos al gabi mayim lav haynu hanachosim. If you have a knot floating on water, so it's not at rest. And therefore, taking a nut off of water wouldn't be considered hanacha, or putting it onto water wouldn't be considered akira, and putting it onto water wouldn't be considered hanacha. Rashi, haynu hanachosim, v'notl miktsosin, v'holtzi havi akira. If you took some of the water off the other layer of water, it's considered the, what's it called, you didn't take the water off the ground. You took water off of water, that's still considered what's it called an akira, or put it onto water is considered hanacha. Live haynu hanachasim v'notl misham lav akira. If you took a nut off of water or you put it onto water, it's not akira hanacha. Boira. So those two things are clear. Solid on a liquid is not hanacha, and liquid on liquid is. Boira v'egos b'chli v'kli tzof al gabi mayim. You have an egos in a dry kli, and that kli is floating on the water. Mavu mi amrinim basar egos azlina v'hanayim. The egos is at rest in the kli, but the kli is not at rest because it's floating on the water. So what do you look at? You look at the nut and the kli as something separate. So if you pick up the egos from the kli, that's an akira, or maybe not. You look at the whole thing as one, and since the kli isn't at rest, neither is the nut. Odilma baser kli azlinim v'holo nayich teku. So that is teku. Shemen al gabe yayin, if you have a thick liquid on top of a more vicious liquid, what's it called, like shemen on yayin, machlokas Rav Yochanan ben Nuri v'Rabbanan. That's a machlokas Rav Yochanan ben Nuri v'Rabbanan, if they're considered one thing or they're considered two separate things. It's like oil floating on water, or it's like water on water. Dishnan, shemen shetzof al gabe yayin, v'noga tvulyon b'shemen, lo posel el shemen. Right? If you have shemen of truma that is floating on wine of truma, okay, that's why it didn't say water, because there's no such thing as water of truma. So here it's wine, but it'd be the same thing of water. So legabe Shabbos. So you have shemen of truma floating on wine of truma, and a tvul yom who only posels, is not metame, touches the shemen. Lo pasul al shemen. So only the shemen becomes the two separate things. So the shemen is pasul, it can't be matame anything else, and therefore the wine remains tahar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer shneim chibur zeh lezeh, that the shemen and the yayin are considered one thing, and therefore if you touch the shemen, the yayin is also pasul. Okay, Rashi. The shemen agabi yayin le'inin Shabbos machlokas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'rabbanan. It would depend on the same machlokas as Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanan. This non shemen shel truma shetzof al gabi yayin shel truma mishum hachi naka tvul yom mishum deposel ve'eno matami. A tvul yom only makes a thing posel, it can't be matami anything else. Hilkach lo posel l'shem milvad. Therefore, if the shemen becomes posel, the wine will still remain tahor. The lav chiburu is not one thing. L'mahavik echad v'ilu havitami havi matami l'l'shemen v'shemen posel l'yayin. If it would be what's it called an atame, he would make the shemen tame, and the shemen then would passel the what's it called the wine, become a shlishi betruma. Shneim chibur the havi chichad v'nifsel afhayay olinyan Shabbos nami v'rabbanan havi leke egos agabi mai. Shemen on wine is two separate things, so it's like a solid floating on a liquid. Rabbi Yochanan havi leke mayim agabi mai, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's one thing. It's like water on water. Right, and therefore you're taking off a little bit of liquid off other liquid, and all the liquid is at rest on the bottom. Therefore, it's considered like you picked it up from a place where it's at rest. Amar Abaye, bor b'shus harabim amuka asara urechava shmona. You have a bor in Rishus Harabim that is 10 tvachim deep and 8 tvachim wide. Okay, so double Rishus Hayochid. The Zorek Litocho Machzelis, and you threw a mat inside it, Chayiv. So you're Chayiv. Because we had before that even though now the machzelas makes it less than 10 tvachim, but since when you threw it, there was 10 tvachim there, so you chayv. Throwing from Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYochid. Rashi. V'zorik l'tok machzelas mishum seifa noketli. This is not the chiddush. The chiddush is the next case. The boy l'meimar chilkub machzelas potter. The next case is where you threw the mat and it divided, it didn't land horizontally, it landed vertically and divided the boar into two parts. Neither part now is four tefachim wide because the thickness of the machzeles, right, reduces each one to 3 point something on each side. Lashmina da hanochas chep is the silik mechitza v'adodi potter, that when the thing lands and the mechitza is taken away, you're potter. V'hocha silik mechitza de zil hocha leka arba, de zil hocha leka dala, de botzer le obi mako machzeles. We didn't say this yet, so let's of course, if you throw in something into the, what's it called, into the boar, it's not, what's it called, and you don't have a vaklet there, so it doesn't take away the Rishus HaYochid. The fact that it landed in the bottom, and now from the top of the machzelis to the top of the boar is less than 10 tvachim, is meaningless, because the thing landed in a boar, which is 10 tvachim. But what happens, chilko b'machzelis, if you threw it and it landed vertically, and it separated the boar now into two compartments, each one is less than 4 tvachim. La baya de pshitele. Just 1 second. So Gemara says a chilk machzelis potter. So if you divided it with a machzelis, so what happened over here is that when the thing landed, at the exact moment that it landed, there's no longer rishus hayachid. So the siluk mechitza and the hanochas chetetz came at the same time, and we consider them happening at the same time, and therefore there's no hanoch and rishus hayachid. So Mar says, Labai the Pshitele, the Machzelis, Mevatla Mechitza, Koshkein Chulia, the Mevatla Mechitza. Rabbi Yochanan, the Miboyele, Chulia, Machzelis Pshitele, lo Mevatla Mechitza. Before we had, what's it called, if you have a, what's it called, you throw a clump of earth into a boar, that's 10 tvachim deep, exactly. So we had a Shaila before, whether what's it called, whether that's mevatel the boar, or we say that no, it landed into a boar of Rishus HaYochid. Now it's not a Rishus HaYochid, but when it landed, there was a Rishus HaYochid there. So if you hold that a mat can be mevatel the mechitza, right, kol shekein, if you put earth in a boar, it's mevatel the mechitza, right? The earth becomes bottled to the boar, and now it's not a boar of ten tefachim. The machzeles is less of a thing that's buckled to the boar, and still we say that it divides the boar, and it's not considered a boar of arba tvachim anymore. So according to Abaya, who holds that a machzeles is mevatel the mechitza, kol shekein, earth would be mevatel the depth of the boar. If a machzeles is mevatel the width of the boar, surely earth would mevatel the depth of the boar. But Rabbi Yochanan, who says the shaila whether chulia is mevatel or not, surely a machatzelis is not mevatel. If we're not sure about a clump of earth, right, that has more reason to be considered that it takes away the height of the boar, right, because it's mamish buckled to the boar. So if you throw a mat in and it takes away the width, there, what's it called, if you're not sure about the earth, then the machatzelis for sure is not mevatel, because it's not, it's a not something that becomes part of the boar mamish. Vomrabaya, Rashi, let's see, Koshkein Chulia, the Siluk Mechitza Vadi Hudim Mevatele, right? Surely, if you throw in a clump of earth into a boar, right, if you hold it in Machzelis is Mevatel the boar, surely a clump of earth is Mevatel the boar. Rabbi Yochanan, Machzelis Pshitele, the Mevatele. The Inomi Amrin and Siluk Mechitza Vanachas Chetetz, Ki Adavi Potter, Hochachayv, the Mevatele, Hilkach Lav Siluk Mechitza. Right, if you have a shaila whether a clump of earth is mevatel or not, even though that you're putting into the boar and leaving there, kol shekein, that there's no bitl by a machzeles, which you're not going to leave there anyway. It's not something that's part of the boar. Avom Rabbaya, boar b'shus harab mamuk asor v'rchava arba meleya mai. You have a boar b'shus harabim that's 10 tvachim deep, 4 tvachim wide, and it's full of water. V'zorek l'tocha chayiv. And if you throw into it, you're chayv. We'll see in 1 second why the water isn't mevatel the mechitzas of the board. Okay, but water, for whatever reason, is not mevatel. Malaya peiros, the zorek letocha potter. But if it's full of peiros, and you throw something into there, you're potter. Because the peiros are mavatal, the reshus hayochid, because it's not 10 tochim deep anymore. It's only as deep as it is till the peiros. My time, mayim lo mavatli mechitzta, peiros mavatli mechitzta. Mayim does not mavatli mechitzas, it's a bore with water in it. But here, it's the peiros are mavatal, that the part of the bore they fill up is no longer a bore. Tanya nami hachi hazorik min hayam li isratya. If you throw something from the yam, which is a carmelis, into a rishus harabim, or from rishus harabim into the yam, you're potter, because you threw from a rishus harabim into a carmelis, or a carmelis into rishus harabim. Reb Shimon Omer Yesh b'makom shazorak amuk asara v'rochav arba chayim. If there's a place in the yam that's deep, 10 tefachim, not to the yam, the big yam itself is a carmelis, not a rishus harabim, because people can't travel there, even though boats go on there, but it's not a rishus harabim. But if you have a small place, what's it called? It's not even rishus hayochid, even though the yam is deep, but it's has a din of a carmelis. But if you have a small place in the yam that's separated, there's a little that's deep, 10 tefachim, right, and 4 tefachim wide, then that place in the yam is called rishus hayochid. And if you throw from there into a rishus harabim, you're chayiv, even though it's filled with water. So you see, water is not mavatl mechitzas. Rashi. Chayiv, v'lo amrin and kivin de mole, v'zorek letochem rishus harabim, midi de naichi, kagon evin o mayim. Now, you threw something that will settle on water. You can't throw something that will float on the water, but something either like water on water, or something that, what's it called, will sink and settle on the bottom. So the water is not mevatel mechitzas. Chayiv, lo amrin and kivin de mole hu lo havi rishus hayochin vatel mechitzas. We don't say since it's full that there's no longer a space of 10 tefachim to make a rishus hayochin. There is a space and it happens to have water in it. The water is not mevatel mechitzas. Malei peiros potel the bottle mechitzos kilu malu offer. Just like you filled it up with earth, there's no more bore. The bore is full with peiros. Tanya nami hachi the mayim lo mevatel mechitzah. Min hayam lisrakya, mi karmelis rishus harabim potter. Israkya hu srakya, is a rishus harabim. Reb Shimon Omer, am yesh bayam, b'mokam shezorak, guma miyuchedes levada, amuka asara, chava dalet, rishus hayochid li'atzmahi, v'lo havi kishar yam. Afal gav di yam nami amoku, right, even though the yam is also deep, but it doesn't have a dinner of rishus hayochid, right? Memela shamina, mi Reb Shimon, gemayim, lo mevatli mechitza. Okay, so the shayla, why water is different than peiros. The Magid Mishnah and the Ramban say because so much the water is not mevatel the mechitzas, and it's because water, since it is, you need mechitzos nikaros. The mechitzas have to be identifiable. You have to be able to see them. So when peiros are in the bore, even if you're not mevatel the peiros there, but you can't see the mechitza anymore. It's covered up completely. Therefore, it's not called a mechitza. It's not mechitza nikeres, that's not called a mechitza. Water, though, is transparent. So you can see the mechitzas. So it's not mevatel the mechitzas. Others learn that what's it called, the Ritva says, that's the Ramban, the Magen Mishnah. The Ritva says that, first of all, before we get to that, Tosfos is mashma, and the Rabbi Hananel that it's talking because mevatel the mechitzas, right? It's a bitl, and because you don't plan to take it out of there, the peiros or whatever, or it's talking about peiros. The Tosfos wants to say that a tevel that you're not allowed to take out on Shabbos, so you mevatel it there at least for Shabbos. And the end Tosfos says that even if what's it called, you intend to take it out or whatever, and even if it's not tevel or whatever, still it min haTorah it's mevatel the mechitzas. Only with the Rabbanan, it has to be something that you're going to mevatel there or not. But in any case, the shaila is it because you need mechitzos nikaros, or because the thing is butl to the Ritva holds that the difference is whether it's something liquid or something solid. Right? Liquid things are not mevatel mechitza, but solid things are yes mevatel mechitza, not because of mechitza nikaros. So nafkamina between them is a few nafkaminas. One nafkamina would be, what if you have solid glass in the bore? According to the Shita, that it makes a difference if it's solid or liquid, it's solid. But according to the Shita, it makes a difference if you can see the mechitzas or not, you can see the mechitzas. Well, the opposite way. You have dirty water, right? It's not, you can't see, right? Wine, something, what's it called? It's not opaque or transparent. So you can't see the mechitzas, even though it's liquid, right? If the reason is because a liquid is not mevatel mechitzas, so it's a liquid. If the reason is because you need mechitzas nikaros, there's no mechitzas nikaros. Another difference would be ice. Ice is like glass, right? If the reason is because you have mechitzas nikaros, ice is also mechitzas nikaros. But if the reason is because it's solid or liquid, this is ice is solid. Right? And that's what the Chasam Sofer says. The mice, if you have something solid, you can't use the bore anymore. It's not a rishus hayochid. If it's something liquid, you can still put things in and they'll sink down to the bottom. You can still put things in the bore. It doesn't obstruct putting things into the bore. There's another machlokas, whether you're only chayiv on things that will sink to the bottom, or even things that will float on the top, right? And Rashi says, not, Rashi says that that's either water, or, but water, but water, okay? A liquid on top of a liquid, not shemen and not a solid, okay? So water that's floating on water is considered hanocha, right? According to the Rambam, even water yechayimah. Rashi also seems to say like that. And according to others, only something will be able to sink into the bottom of the board. Okay, let's go on. Hazorik arba amas bekosel lamala miasorat tvachim kazorik ba'avir. We had this already brought down a few times in the Gemara, in the first parak, and over here already. If you throw something arba amas and rishus harabin and it lands on the face of a wall, if it's higher than 10 tvachim, then it's like you threw it into the air, meaning that it's not in rishus harabin. Lamata miasorat tvachim kazorik bar. If it's less than 10 tvachim, right, then it's like you threw it on the ground. Hazorik ba'aretz arba amas chayim. You throw it on the ground, four amas yechayim. So therefore, if it hit the wall, right, that's what the Gemara thinks now, under 10 tefachim yechayim. V'halo nach, so the Gemara asks on that, didn't rest. You threw it at the wall, it rebounded off the wall, that's what the Gemara thinks now, so l'mais it never stopped. So why yechayim for being maver dalet amas, you had an akir in Rishus HaRabim, you had no hanach in Rishus HaRabim, because it hit the wall and bounded back. So Rabbi Yochanan said, this is what we quoted a few times, this is where he said it. We're talking about some sticky fig, right? Fat, sticky, that sticks onto the wall. Another case. You threw something higher than 10 tefachim, and it rested in a hole in the wall. So now the shaila is whether chokikin lahashlim or meir rabbanan or meir damer chokin lahashlim mechayiv rabbanan damri ain't chokin lahashlim lo mechayiv. What happened now is it's on the wall, and but it's in a little hole, so it's not in a place that's arba tvachim. So you need it to be to rest on a chashuva place of arba tvachim. If it's less than arba tvachim, it's not called a hanocha. So even though it's a little bit of a hole. Reb Meir holds, we always look at a hole. If there's room to carve it out, right, then that you can consider as if it's carved out. And the Rabbanan will hold, ain't chokikin lahashlin. You don't look at that hole as if it's carved out, even though there's room to carve it out. So according to them, the mice, it's in munach on something less than four tvachim. According to Reb Meir, you look at the hole as if all the area that could be carved out is carved out, and it's on a place that is four tvachim. Tanya Nami Hochi, Zorik Lamala Miasora, the Holcha Venocha Bechur Kol Shehu, Rameir Mechayiv, Chachom Pochim, Rameir says Yechayiv, because Chokikim Lahashlin, we look at that hole as if it's carved out, and all the solid area that you could carve out is considered carved out, and therefore it's like it's on four tvachim. And according to Rabbanan, you don't say that. Rashi, Rameir Verabbanan, Difligu Bechokim Lahashlin, Beperkama Diyoma, Ubeirvi. It's a machlokus by other things, by mezuzah. You have what's it called, a thing that's less than 10 tefachim high, but it has area, it's like an archway. And it has an area that on the top is solid, it's less than 10 tefachim, but there's a solid part that you could carve out, and it'll be 10 tefachim high. So Meir holds it's chayiv in mezuzah, because you consider the solid part carved out. And the Rabbanan hold your potter from mezuzah because the solid part is solid and it's not 10 tefachim high. It's not a doorway. Same thing goes with Erevin. It's a universal machlokas between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. And over here, it would be nafkamina whether that hole is considered four tefachim, since you have room to carve it out, or it's not considered four tefachim. Rashi, Rameyer Domer Chokin Lahashlin b'makom yesh sheyesh kedei lachuk, in a place where you could carve out more of the solid and make and therefore leave more space. Hachachayv deroin hachur kilu arva. You look at the hole as if it's four tefachim because you could carve it out to make it four tefachim. There's enough solid there to be carved out. Om Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rav, Kel HaMishlaket, Asora Mitoch Arba, V'Zorek V'Noch Al Gabav Chayiv. Okay, what you have is like this. Kel HaMishlaket is a, like a ramp, an incline. Okay, you have here that, a Kel HaMishlaket, this is a Kel HaMishlaket, okay? It's on an incline, and if it's, it goes up 10 Tvachim, by the time you get four amas out, in other words, here, if it's very, what's it called, very steep, then if you go over here, four amas length, and then you measure how high you are off the ground, you're definitely going to be 10 tefachim off the ground before you get to four amas. If it's not so steep, if it's very shallow, or that's not called, whatever it is, it's not steep, it's... Shallow is the right word? No. Whatever. It's not a, what's it called, a small, it's a bigger angle that it makes with the ground, right? A larger angle. So it's possible that you have to go more than four amas lengthwise up this thing before you're going to be 10 tefachim off the ground. Okay? So if it's, what's it called, a tel hamislaket, that by the time you go four amas, you're 10 tefachim off the ground, right? Then it's enough to be considered a Rishus HaYochid, right? And if you're on this part up here, this whole thing is considered like it's a steep wall, and it's considered like a wall. If it's that steep, okay, that acute an angle, that by the time you get four amas up, you'll drop a line, you'll have 10 tefachim deep, right, 10 tefachim high, so then this is considered like a straight wall. And this top, the top of the four amas or whatever, is considered the top of the wall, and that's a Rishus HaYochid. If it's not that steep, okay, it's less steep, so then you have to go more than four amas, right? You have to go five, six amas before you'll be 10 tefachim high, then it's not considered Rishus HaYochid. Right? Even though over here it's 10 tefachim, but it's not, what's it called, it's not steep enough to be considered a Rishus HaYochid.
Okay.
If you go out, yeah, okay. In other words, by the time you get, yeah, if you measure four amas on the ground, yeah, okay, it's going to be a small nafkamina, but echanami. The four amas is on the ground, and then 10 tefachim high, and if by the time you walk and you're over the area, which would be four amas, right. Okay. V'zorek v'noch agav v'chayiv. Okay, Rashi. Tela mislaket shu madron. It's an incline. V'holechu mislaket ma'at ma'at ad shemagbia yud mitok dalet amas. That it gets higher and higher until if you travel four amas, right, keneged what's on the ground, right, it's going to be enough to mean only of the hypotenuse of this, but lamais, it's not going to be that much of a difference. But you do measure the four amas from ground, right? So if you, on top, you're over the spot, which would be four amas, and you're 10 tefachim high at that point, then it's considered a Rishus HaYochid. It's considered like it's a straight up and down. At that amount is considered straight up and down. V'havi Rishus HaYochid v'mokum govo. V'im zorek mishus harabin v'noch al gaba of chayiv. Don't remember what the angle is, but there's obviously you can figure it out. If you have something, what's it called? What? If this leg of a triangle is four amas, this is 10 tefachim, so you can figure out what the angle would be.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Okay, but what's the angle though?
24 C squared.
What?
24 tefachim
squared. Yeah, what 24 tefachim?
4
amas. 4 amas, yeah. Right. Yeah, that'll tell you the lengths of the sides. It won't tell you the angle. Then you need that. You need what's it called? Trigonometry to tell you the angle. No.
Square both sides. Add them together, and then take the square root of the whatever equals.
And that is.
No, that's
a diagonal, but it's not the angle.
That's the length of the side.
Right, it's a length, but it's not the angle. Right. What is the angle? Right, that you need trigonometry for. What? No, it's 40 something degrees, if I remember, from what we used to measure by the Eruv.
On the road they measure it in percentages.
Whatever, but it's I think it's 42 or 43 degrees, something like that. Okay. But if it's more than that, then it's not what's it called? If it's less of an angle, right? So smaller than that 43 degrees, then it's too flat to be considered a wall. The daf genoket mitok dalet amas. Di mitok hey, if it takes you 5 amas to get that height, that means that it's much shallower. It's not so not such a steep incline. Hari hukashari shusharabim denicha tashmish deilil. It's not considered a shusayok. It's part of the shusharabim because people can walk on that. But if it's steep, it's not walkable, and therefore it's separate from Rishus HaRabim. It's considered Rishus HaYochid. Okay, let's go on. Tanan Hossam, Mavui Shishova Latoko, Vinasa Madron Rishus HaRabim. You have a Mavui that, what's it called, that has an incline that goes into the Rishus HaRabim. Okay? Oshova Rishus HaRabim, Vinasa Madron Latoko. Or the opposite. It starts even with the Rishus HaRabim and the incline goes into the Mavui. In any case, the end of the Mavui is an incline. Okay? So the question is now, does that incline make it a Mechitza that closes off the Mavui, or it's not a Mechitza that closes off the Mavui? Okay? So Mavui Eino Tzorech Lo Lechi Velo Korah. Normally, if you have a regular Lechi that opens up into a regular Mavui that opens the Rishus HaRabim, you need a Lechi on one side of the opening to the Rishus HaRabim, or a korah over the top of the opening to the Mavui to be matrit, right? Because otherwise it's open to Rishus HaRabim. Now Mavui is closed on three sides, open on the fourth side into Rishus HaRabim. In order to be able to carry in that Mavui, you need what's it called, a lechi on the door that makes a mechitza, or a korah on the top of the doorway, the open way. But here, if you have a incline that's at the doorway, so that incline forms a mechitza, and you don't need anything else. The incline itself is a mechitza. So, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer tell him islakit asor mitoch arba v'zorik v'noch al gabav chayim. And over there, it's also talking where the incline was 4 amas to 10 tfachim high,
which is 41.67 degrees.
41.67, as I said, 42, 43, that's what I remembered. Okay, and what's it called? Chanina ben Ganliel said also similarly, if you have a tail mislakit, that's asora mitoch arba, the incline that we're talking about, the zorik v'noch al gabav chayiv, you threw something and it landed on top of it, you're chayiv. There's a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, what means al gabav? Rashi learns on here, on the high point. Okay, it has to land on the top. Because the whole thing is considered like a wall, and therefore it has to be on top of the wall. This part is considered Rishus HaYochid, not the parts that are lower than 10 Tfachim. And the Rambam holds that the whole area here is Rishus HaYochid. Since the top, you mamish look at it as if it's standing up and down, and the whole thing becomes Rishus HaYochid, even the part that's less than 10 Tfachim high. Also Mavui. Oh, no, one second. Madron, Vinasa Madron Rishus HaRabim. Shahaya Karka Hamavui Gavoa Mikarka Rishus HaRabim. The Mavui was higher than Rishus HaRabim, and there's an incline that goes down into Rishus HaRabim. The Hutzrich Leshefa Eitzel Pischol Letzad Rishus HaRabim. You need an incline to get into Rishus HaRabim. The Mavui was higher, and now you have this incline, this ramp that goes into Rishus HaRabim. Oh, Shayeshav Rishus HaRabim Benasa Madron Tochol. Or the Mavui was equal to the Rishus HaRabim, right? And you have now an incline that goes into the Mavui. The Rishus HaRabim was higher than the Mavui, and you had an incline to go in, a ramp to go down from the Rishus HaRabim into the Mavui. Uknisa samovi nomi mina pesa for the thneem gavor kakarkush saravim, baroch of amo, chatsi amo, the achrakach, who nasa madron the tsad dofen and tsoi. Okay? What happened is, you have, what's it called? It's even for a point, and then it goes down, right, towards the back wall. So the question is that incline considered a mechitza that closes off the opening, right? Or you need a korah and a lechi as another mechitza to close it off. So if it's tela mislaket, it's considered a mechitza, and it's considered that at the opening of the mavli, there's a mechitza, as if there would be a wall there closing it off. Because the madron is considered a wall, and then it goes up indefinitely ad l'shamayim, like any rishayofit. Also mavli yenit tzorech lechi, the also gova, even though it's on an incline, it's considered like a vertical mechitza. Okay. Okay, let's go on a little bit. Zorak letoch dalit amos, and it's galgel chutzal dalit amos. You threw something in four amos, and it rolled outside of arba amos. Potter. Your potter, either because you didn't intend for it to land where it landed, like we had before, or even if you intended it to land anywhere, could be your potter because it's considered like it stopped before it started rolling out. Where it stopped, right, was like it took rest at where it was, and then it started rolling out, and therefore it was within Arba Amos, you weren't chayiv because you weren't maver Arba Amos, which is a rabbit.
Why is it differently kaifel?
What do you mean?
And
they're potter. Yeah,
that's you.
Yeah, they're potter, right. Chutz l'dalat amos n'skal l'tok dalat amos chayiv. But if you threw it outside dalat amos and it hit the ground there, and then it was n'skal go back into l'maisa, it rested where you wanted or whatever, then you're chayiv. Because it was more than dalat amos. The fact that it came back into the rishusa, the dalat amos, doesn't make a difference. Rashi, Zorach Chutzal Dalat Amos, Chagog Chayiv, Lo Shenofa La'aretz. So Rashi says, not talking where it hit the ground. We said, there's two ways of learning here. Okay, one has to do with where if it landed where you wanted it to land. The other one is, did it land? Okay. Not that it hit the ground. Dimkein Lo Tzricha L'meimer. Right, of course, if it hit the ground within Dalat Amos, you weren't mocking Dalat Amos from Shesarab. El Sharuach Gilgaloso Min Ha'avir L'tok Dalat Amos. The wind brought it back into Dalat Amos. Tzmor says, V'holo noch, l'maisa, it didn't come to rest. Om Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu shenoch al gabi mashu. Right? Either, if like Rashi says, it didn't hit the ground, mamish, but it came close enough to the ground and the wind stopped it, that's considered like it was noch on something, on a mashu, even on the wind. Rashi, v'holo noch, chutz l'dalet, why are you chayiv in the second case? It never came to rest in after Dalat Amos. The wind then brought it back in, and when it actually came to rest, it was within Dalat Amos. V'amayas linam basra, why do we look at what happened that it went out of Dalat Amos and then came back in? It never rested outside of Dalat Amos. Why should you be chayiv? Shenoch agavi mashu, sha'omad k'tsas. So Rashi says it's not that it hit the ground. It stopped for a second, and then the wind pulled it back, okay? For a split second, it stopped moving forward before the wind started moving it back. That's the way it works, right? So, the achakach nisgalgo. B'hu adinim achzoso aruach ba'avir. V'ikvosof, the wind stopped it for a second and then pushed it back. Ma'at v'achakach ichniso aso d'choshev nomi hanocha im besol gimelhu. If it's within three tvachim of the ground, and it stopped in midair, but within three tvachim, that's considered like it rested on something on the ground, and therefore you'd be chayiv. So if you threw it, and it went out more than arba amos, and then it's within three tvachim of the ground, and the wind stopped it, and then pushed it back, you're chayiv. As soon as the wind stopped it at that second, you're chayiv. Okay. Tanya nami hachi. Zorak chutz l'dalat amos. V'doch tvaso haruach v'chnisaso. Okay, if you threw something farther than Dalat Amos, and the ruach immediately came back, it was such a strong wind, it didn't stop for a second and then go back, right? It never stopped. It was always going against the strong current of the wind, and the wind was pushing it back. And even though the wind then picked it up and brought it again back out, the direction changed, you're still potter. Because Lamaisa, you never threw something, Dalet Amos. Achzoso haruach mashu. But if the wind just held it up, it stopped for a second, and then was pushed back, afal pisha chazra v'chnisoso chayim. Even though it came now within Dalet Amos, you're still chayim. Because at that moment it was more than Dalet Amos, and the wind stopped it from moving, and then it pushed it back. That stopping within, the way Rashi learns, within three tefachim of the ground, even though it wasn't resting on anything solid, that's called resting on a mashu, and they're chayim for that. Omar Rava, toch gimel rabbon and tzorich hanoch al gavi mashu. For this case is an example of where it's, like Rashi says, it's toch gimel of the ground, right? And it had to stop, according to Rabbi Akiva, you say kluta kamisha huncha, that as soon as it goes into the rishos, it's considered like it's grabbed by the rishos. You don't need a hanoch on anything. It's considered like it's on the ground. According to the Rabbanan, it has to be within gimel tvachim, and you also need that it has to have hanoch al mashu, had to stop for a second, even in midair, within three tvachim of the ground. But just the fact that it's within three tvachim of the ground doesn't mean it's considered like it's on the ground stop. Rashi. Achzoso mashu, aruach ikvoso b'mkomo ma'at, if the wind held it up for a second, right, and then it pushed it back, then you're chayiv. As long as it was in three tefachim of the ground. The Rabbanan de Pliga of the Akiva, the Zorik Meshus HaYochid, Reshus HaYochid, Reshus HaRab Be'emtza, the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Akiva, who say that when you throw from one Reshus HaYochid to another Reshus HaYochid, and the Reshus HaRab is in the middle, the Les Lehu Kluta Kamishuncha, they don't hold of Kluta, they don't hold that as soon as it crosses the border into Reshus HaRab, it's like it stopped, and then it starts again, right? And and your Chayiv, for being motzi from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin, and then from Rishus HaRabin to Rishus HaYochid, right? So lo tema besog gimel modu. Don't say they agree that if it's within three tefachim of the ground, even they hold it's considered like it stopped. Okay, even though it didn't stop at all. Elafil tog gimel nami tzor shianua. The Rabbanan hold, you never say kluta. Not above three tefachim, not below three tefachim. You always have to have the thing stopping a little bit. But if it's within three tefachim of the ground, and it stopped a little bit, that's like it stopped on the ground. But if it's higher than three tefachim, even if it stopped in midair, that's not considered like it's hanoch on the ground. The avarishus harabim kula potter, the nafka mina nami lezorik dalet amos ukeshabala nuach the higiel atok gimel. Right, you threw something dalet amos, and when it's just getting it's within three tefachim of the ground as it's going down, it's descending. You threw it, and it's going down. Right, it still hasn't stopped. It's within three tefachim from the ground, right? Nisgar, and when it got within three tefachim, Nisgar Shigos, so he remembered that is Shabbos. He forgot it's Shabbos. Now he remembered it's Shabbos. Ad Shalom Noch Potter. If the thing hasn't yet come to stop, even in the air, but it didn't stop at all, then he's Potter from a Shachatas. Why? Because during the time of the Chiyuv, while the Chiyuv was still going on, he wasn't a Shogig anymore. You have to be a shogeg from beginning to end. And here he wasn't a shogeg. But if it stopped for a second, and then it hit the ground, right? But it stopped for a second in the air, and it was within three tefachim, then the malach is over. And you were a shogeg the whole time. And then if you remember that you, and it still didn't stop on the ground, but it had stopped in the air within three tefachim, then you're chayiv achatas, because from the beginning to the end of the malacha, you were still a shogeg. Kidamrina masnisan, ad shei tchilas sofo shkoga. We don't say, if it didn't stop even a second in the air, right, that since it's within three tefachim, it's like it stopped. No, being within three tefachim doesn't make it like it stopped. But if it stops for a second within three tefachim, then the Rabbanan hold, even though it's not on the ground, that's considered already a hanoch.